Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast is recorded live at our Sunday morning service. We continue Paul's letter to the Philippian church. Our talk is by the Reverend David Wilkie, and the readings are taken from Hebrews 10, beginning from verse 14, and Philippians 2, verses 12 to 21. You can watch the whole service on our Facebook page, as well as our YouTube channel, both linked on our website.
The reading is Hebrews chapter 10. We're going to start at verse 14. With one sacrifice, Christ made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also tells us about this. First, he says, "This is the agreement I will make with them at that time, says the Lord. I will put my teachings in their hearts and write them on their minds." Then he says, "Their sins and the evil things they do, I will not remember anymore." Now, when these have been forgiven, there is no more need for a sacrifice for sins. So, brothers and sisters, we are completely free to enter the most holy place without fear because of the blood of Jesus' death. We can enter through a new and living way that Jesus opened for us. It leads through the curtain, Christ's body. And since we have a great priest over God's house, let us come near to God with a sincere heart and a sure faith. Because we have been made free from a guilty conscience, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Let us hold firmly to the hope that we have confessed, because we can trust God to do what he promised. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Joe. So, hi, everyone. My name's Dave. I'm the curate here at St. James's Church. I wanted to disturb the structure slightly this morning because there's something I want to do with the second passage. This first passage in Hebrews, it says, "I will put my law in their hearts and I will write them on their minds." It's a prophecy from Jeremiah. It's for all of you. Before that, it was all about going through the great high priest who would go behind the curtain once a year to seek God for your sake. Or maybe it's like hearing a message from me for you today. This verse challenges that. You can all hear from God right now, today. And that has challenged me with what we're going to do this week. Now, this isn't like your normal sermon, so there won't be some funny anecdotes or funny images. This is actually me saying, "Okay, God, this is over to you." I want to do a prayerful reading. It's an ancient way of doing it called Lectio Divina, where we're going to read the passage slowly with our listening hearts and minds, and then leave silence. The first time when we read it, I want to ask you what phrase jumps out to you, what word jumps out to you. And I want you to ask God to open up your hearts and minds for this morning. What is it, God, that you want to say to me through the second passage? The second time we read it, I'm then going to leave silence again, and I want you to ask God, what does that mean for me today? In my context, however I am, whether I'm believing or not believing, or I'm just here by accident, whatever it means, what does it mean to me? Because no matter what I say, This is us trying to hear from God. And Hebrews says that. The curtain has gone. The curtain was torn. When Christ died on the cross, the curtain was torn. The Holy of Holies was available to everyone. And the Holy Spirit is available for us here today. So I want to do that in a moment. First of all, it was during the songs, I felt a little side part. I just want to really speak into Halloween. That happens on Tuesday. So, I struggle with Halloween. On one hand, I've got four young kids who would love to dress up and go trick-or-treating and be part of all the fun games that are part of it. And so actually I'm now thinking, well, what can I do as an alternative? Maybe a light party or something. So there's my parental wrestling that. But there are, I just want to say today that I believe that Christ defeated darkness. That Christ won. Because Halloween, even though we might think it's just fun, celebrates that actually there is something of the darkness that has won. That is real and is present in our society. And Jesus won by that death on the cross. We are here to bring light bringers into Taunton. We're here to bring light and life to those around us. And actually, if we don't believe that, then it's easy to get caught into all sorts of other stuff that can go along spiritually to fulfill your need. In Weston-super-Mare, my wife was very brave at the time. She's very prophetic. Her name's Donna, and she is she's able to hear from God. And she really felt that she needed to go to a spiritualist fair in Weston-super-Mare at the Winter Gardens, set up a stall, and declare Christ as king. And you might all think, that's absolutely crazy. You don't do that. And she got a little team together at the church, and they all went together, and they prayed, and they prepared all these little words from God that they could hand out to people, and they were just going to pray for people and ask them. They weren't going to go there with placards and shout in people's faces. They were going to set up a stall and say, come if you want to hear from God. And they had, and people were coming. And I was there as well, so I wanted to go along. I was a bit curious. Let's just see what all this is about, because I didn't know anything about crystals or rocks or all those like other tarot card things. But there is a power in that. I believe there is a power in that, and it's not from God. And so we are there, and then soon after it starts, another stall member comes up to us and says, can you please stop? And we're like, why? Can you please stop? I cannot hear from the Spirit anymore. We're like, whoa, what do you mean? You can't hear from this? What? And then she started to get angry. This is my job, my livelihood. Stop what you're doing now, because I cannot hear what I need to hear for these people. We're like, sorry, but we are, and the organizer had to get involved. And she said, no, you have a right to be here. You're also in this, you know, doing things in the spiritual realm. You have a right, they have a right to be here, I'm sorry, but it's just a Christian stall, and they have a right to be here. They're not doing anything crazy in your face. She's like, but I can't do this when they're here. And then I was like, okay, I'm waking up to this now. There is power in this area. And we saw some crazy stuff happen. We saw someone had their eyesight restored, and I was like, what is going on? But I came away thoroughly confused, because while there were these highs, like we prayed for people, we handed out Bible verses to people, we sought God in the place that we thought was the darkest of places, I also felt really confused, because people would come to the stall, receive something of God, and be like, I am so thankful, thank you. And then they'd go next door and get their tarot cards read. Or then they'd go and get a rock massage of some kind. And I'm just like, what's happening here? Have we just become part of the fabric? Like, what's going on? And but we have to contend in these places, because I believe that God is real and we can all hear from God. And I didn't have a collar at the time, and I didn't have any special things. I was a youth worker who was just along for the ride. Like, what's going on here? And it opened my eyes, actually. And I know on Taunton Matters Facebook page, if someone posts what kind of mediums or spiritual do you go and see, then there's loads of advice given. Actually, go and see this person and this person. There's a shop just around the corner where you could go for that kind of thing. And I don't think that is of God. And if you've given your life to Christ and you take part in those things, be careful. Don't do it. Don't do it. Be careful. But we are to push into that today. And it's Halloween coming up. And there is a verse in Psalm 118 that says, this is the day that the Lord has made. He will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. God has made this world. He has made you. You are made in his image. He has the power over everything. And we can all hear from God today. So There we go. It's Halloween. Traditionally, Halloween was a time, like we're going to do next week, is to remember those that have passed and to give them to God. And actually, it's become something that's twisted, both commercially and spiritually, into something far darker. Right. So, after that, I didn't mean to do that. We are going to... I feel like we need to pray for the Holy Spirit to come and have a moment's silence, and I'm going to invite Annie to come up and be ready to read us the passage. And if you could do so slowly, and we are going to listen and then have a minute's silence afterwards. And I want you to ask God what word or phrase is jumping out to you today. Okay. Holy Spirit, would you fill this place? We come before you on our knees, not with people that have everything sorted, but we come to you broken and asking for your help in our situation, in our lives. May we hear your voice today. You say in Scripture that your sheep hear your voice, and Lord, we are all your sheep. We want to hear your voice. Lord, if this feels uncomfortable for anyone today, I pray for peace. Your peace would be here. Lord, give us courage to open ourselves up to what you want to say and do with us today. Amen.
Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 21. I do not mean to say that I've already reached perfection, but I keep working towards that day when I will finally be all that Christ Jesus saved me for and wants me to be. No, dear brothers and sisters, I am still not all I should be, but I'm focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us up to heaven. I hope all of you who are mature Christians will agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you, but we must be sure to obey the truth that we have learned already. Dear brothers and sisters, pattern your life after mine and learn from those who follow our example. For I've told you often before, and I say it again with tears in my eyes, that there are many whose conduct shows that they're really enemies of the cross of Christ. Their future is eternal destruction. Their God is their appetite. They brag about shameful things, and all they think about is this life or here on earth. But we are citizens of heaven, where Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Saviour. He will take these weak, mortal bodies of ours and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same mighty power that he will use to conquer everything, everywhere.
as we hear it a second time, I encourage you to take a deep breath. Maybe change your posture, open up your body, your hands. And ask God, what does this verse, what does this passage mean to you today?
I don't mean to say that I've already reached perfection, but I keep working towards that day when I will finally be all that Christ Jesus saved me for and wants me to be. No, dear brothers and sisters, I am still not all I should be, but I'm focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us up to heaven. I hope all of you who are mature Christians will agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you, but we must be sure to obey the truth that we have learned already. Dear brothers and sisters, pattern your life after mine and learn from those who follow our example. For I've told you often before, and I say it again with tears in my eyes, that there are the many, many whose conduct shows they are really enemies of the cross of Christ. Their future is eternal destruction. Their God is their appetite. They brag about shameful things, and all they think about is this life here on earth. But we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we eagerly are waiting for him to return as our Saviour. He will take these weak, mortal bodies of ours and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same mighty power that he will use to conquer everything, everywhere.
God, we give you thanks for speaking to us this morning. Lord, would you help us now as we share what we are hearing from you? Would you give us words for one another that will encourage and build up your body of Christ? Build up this church, Lord. Father, I thank you for what you've already been doing or what you will continue to do ahead. Lord, help us to be brave. Give us courage. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Annie. Now, I haven't prepped you, Norman, but is there a roaming mic I could use? There's not, is there? Before we do that, so I'm in a moment, I want to just ask a few of you to feedback maybe a phrase or what it meant to you today. That one passage in a moment, and there's no microphone yet. But before the service, we met as a prayer ministry team, me, Vicky, and Anne. And I'd like to invite you to come up, if you're willing. And we did the same as what we've just done, and we asked God, what is it that you want to say? So we'd like to say a few words over you this morning from what we heard, and then I'd love to hear from a few of you what you heard. Actually, thank you very much. That was quick. You're good. In 1 Corinthians it said your prophecy is to build up and empower the body of Christ. So as we share, I don't want anything that's meant to tear other people down. Nothing that's judgmental on others. There is a verse in that that talks about destruction and stuff. If you own those things as an I statement, that could be helpful. But if it's a pointing finger kind of thing, no thank you. Also, I know it can be scary to open yourselves up to hear from God. It can be scary to do this kind of thing. And it's okay if you haven't heard from God. So let's admit the emotions that are along with this. Hold them open and it's okay. Let me say to you, it is okay if you don't want to speak up, if you haven't heard from God, but and if you're just up for listening. But thank you for being here anyway and listening. It's wonderful, right? Well, so what did we hear from God this morning? Do you want to, or have you heard anything else that you want to add?
I think one of the things was walk like Christ. That you can, when you think the world is really being topsy-turvy and thinks things are difficult, which I have found this last year, the only thing to do is to lean on him and say, that's the way to go. And that whatever is happening, he is still in charge. And what's wonderful is having people who support you and saying they feel the same.
Thank you, Vicky.
Just that the reading was saying to me, I have made a path for you. And the path might be difficult at times, and it might be good at times, it might be joyful. But that path is what I want you to follow and not to deviate. So being faithful to what the Lord is saying to you, and knowing that it is the Lord that's saying it, and that you need to follow that path, because that's what he wants. It is for my good, for anybody's good. And so following the path, which he will make straight. Twice in my life I've found that the Lord has made a path straight for me, and it's so visible. That's where he wants me to go. So I need to be obedient. I need to be faithful to be able to do that.
Okay, so that's the prayer ministry team this morning. I've got a few more words to share that we felt were from God this morning as well. And there'll be time for prayer ministry after the service in the chapel at the side as well, where you can come for prayer, and I do encourage you to do that this morning. Other words we had was the word safety. Some of you, this doesn't feel like a safe place. You might be judged, or other people might look at you funny if you say a certain thing, but we want to tell you that it is, my hope is that it is a safe place. Another word was gifts from the Spirit. A response from one of us was to just start praying in tongues. And whatever you think of that, there is a need for more gifts of the Spirit here in St. James and across Taunton, because they bring God into every moment, into the presence, bring us into the presence. There was an image of a workhorse. The words press on. Press on. Don't look behind, but keep on pressing on forwards. It was like a workhorse in a field. Now, it must be a really hard place to be, to have a plow strapped to your back and just going up and down a field. But maybe you feel like that this morning. Maybe your knees hurt. You know, maybe you feel like you're being pulled back from what has been before. And I'd love to pray into that as well. And there was a word that you had a memory that one person that you know one said one day what God wants you to say will be more important to you than what people think of you. There'll be a time when you need to stand up and say what you believe in and what you think God is saying to you. That'll be more important to how you think people view you around you. And we could be so self-conscious sometimes.
And she did.
And she did.
And the lady I'm talking about, I'm never going to pray out loud, Vicky. And I said what David just said. 2 or 3 weeks later in the house group, she did. 3 of us burst into tears because we were so thrilled for her that she felt she could. Now, she didn't become a regular prayer, but she did pray then. That was lovely.
Thank you. Right. If you want to take a seat now, and we'll open it up to anyone else. So I want to hear maybe a phrase or what it meant to you today from anyone. This is like, it's so much easier to stand up and have full control over what's going to be done, but it's good.
Hello. The words that jumped out for me were, I focus all my energies on this one thing. It occurred to me that at every moment in our lives, there's not a lot else that we can do. That's it.
Thank you. Yes.
Thanks for coming over. Well, for several years now, I've had a relationship with a very loving man, but recently he's been enticing me into doing things with not just the two of us, but wanting more females with us. And this has laid very heavy on my heart for a little while. And yesterday, I had the courage to actually say, if this is the way you want to go, then it's time for us to go our separate ways. And this morning, God has just reaffirmed that was the right thing to do.
Amen. Thank you. Anyone else? A phrase or what it means to you today? I'm going to get my steps in today. This is good.
Hi. I've just been on holiday and I've been reading a book called The Midnight Library. It's about depression and it's about a life of regret. The book ended on a positive, but I was very focused on that life of regret. And I think that's something I get hung up on. But the beginning of that reading was forget the past. There is a future. And I thank God for that.
Amen. Thank you, Ruth. Jane?
I too was really caught by the word focus. And when our eyes that God has given us focus on something, it's the muscles bending a little lens that alters the way we see things. It allows our brains to pick up what we see. And what really struck me with that passage was that we focus too much on what we see really close to us. We're very short-sighted. And what we need to do is focus on his return and his kingdom. And what really struck me was that the way light bends through things, if we're straight, actually it becomes a prism and it opens up to that wonderful rainbow of God's glory. So we need to look forward and focus. So out of depression, out of the situations we're in, out of the entanglements that we get ourselves caught in, but really just focus forwards on that glory of God reigning, and Jesus reigning over all.
Thank you. Thank you, Jane. Right, there was another hand here. Can you remind me, Lynn? I think it was you.
Yes, the word sure jumped out at me, and it just took me to one of my favourite passages in the Bible. You find it in Hebrews 11. To have faith is to be sure of what you hope for, to be certain of what you cannot see. Amen.
Thank you. Anyone else? Even if it's just one word that jumped out to me. Yeah.
I am not very good at these things. I want to say that really that I had love given to me. I'm not going to say too much about my history. There was a lot of it did resonate to me, well, in your talk, and I actually accepted that what you experience is what I've experienced on that side of things. And I know now, that's why I've been drawn to this church, is that I feel warmed and welcomed all the time. I didn't feel that I've been watched or bullied or controlled. Yeah. It's probably the word. And I want to thank you.
Bless you, Martin. Thank you. Anyone else?
I was struck by the juxtaposition of the two phrases, I am not all I should be, and we are citizens of heaven. And how often do we think, I'm a citizen of heaven, as I go around my ordinary business? We're all citizens of heaven.
Yes.
Contrast struck me between the people that Paul said, just, I say it with tears, they serve their own appetite, whatever. And us are heaven and the new bodies, because we don't have an awful lot in the Bible about heaven, and we don't necessarily think about it that much. But it suddenly filled me with joy that for all the struggles we can have in this life, we will get new bodies and things will get better.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. And the word heaven there is about, often we think of the lofty place that you're after, but what Paul is saying there is about the kingdom of God coming now in Revelation. It's the new city coming to earth, Jesus coming to earth. It's not about an escape, it's about actually God's reality coming here right now. And that's amazing. So is there anyone says, you know, I actually have a word but I'm a bit nervous about sharing, or is that okay? Well, thank you very much. That was beautiful. What I want to do now is I want to pray as a body. There was something shared there that was quite hard to hear. It was wonderful as well. I want to pray. So if there's, how are we going to do this? So if you want to stretch out a hand to someone in particular, to someone that shared around you, or maybe you just want to close your eyes and open up your hands. I believe that actually doing things for your body has a lot, can say a lot. So open up your hands for prayer can help. If you're sitting like this, it's saying, like to yourself, you're with your legs crossed, your arms crossed. You might not realize it, but your body's saying, nah. And that's okay if you're doing that. But I'm also saying, if you want to change what's going on here, and also your heart, just move your body a bit as well. So open your posture up. I'm going to have a short time of silence, and then we're going to pray until what's been said. Lord, I thank you that every one of us can hear your voice. Lord, I thank you that we are sons and daughters made in your image, that you love us. If we're scared to approach you, God, would you soften our hearts? Would you help us to see you as the loving Father that you are? If one of my daughters was scared to tell me things, if they were scared to open up to me, I wouldn't be angry, I'd be heartbroken. And so, Lord, we know that your heart breaks when we're closed off to you, when we don't want to share things. So God, we give you thanks for that scripture this morning. We give you thanks for the people that have shared things that come from deep. Lord, we thank you for that your spirit is here. We thank you, Lord, that you can change lives, transform us, help your kingdom come here today. Would your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus, now I pray for protection over people who have shared things. I pray for your spirit to reside. Would your peace come now? As together we all say, Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for taking part in that. Thank you. Over to you.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.